go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
You're in the doghouse with Rick Watson and Big Dog Sports Talk on the WRAD Talk Network.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
You know what that means? Do you? We're the underdog. We're mutts.
My number one play is the power sweep.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Welcome in to Hour 3, the Power Hour, on Big Dog Sports Talk with Rick Watson. Join the conversation now on the Long & Foster Baker Team Hotline, 540-639-4900, or text Rick and the show at 744-2990.
It is our number three of the program. Hope you're well wherever you might be. Great to hear from so many folks. Text line popping at 744-2990. David Hill joins us in about half an hour. But right now, it's time for the Roth Report here on BDST.
From the talk of the New River Valley WRAD, it's time for the Roth Report. Now, along with Virginia Sports Hall of Famer, current ESPN broadcaster, and voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth, here's Rick Watson.
And good morning, William. How are you?
Well, good morning to you. How are things?
Doing okay. Doing okay, man. I'm excited to hear what you have to think of, what you have to say about the spring game. Well, people missed you on the radio, but they got to see you and hear you on TV.
I'm more excited now than ever for the start of this coming football season for the Hokies. I think they've got a really nice team. If we can keep Kyron Drones upright and healthy, I think it'll be a good year. The schedule is very dicey. One of the things, in fact, if you listen to Mike Burnup and I's Level 7 show, which you can get on demand, our podcast, we talk about it. You know, there's eight ACC teams that have transfer portal quarterbacks. You've got all these new rosters. It's kind of hard to get a feeling for some of the teams that the Hokies will play. But that being said, Tech looks really good, Rick.
Yes. Depth everywhere, right? And it's been improved so much just in almost not even three full years, the depth. It's just amazing how good it looks.
A lot of really talented players. You know, the portal has helped Tech. It helped great last year, obviously, with guys like, Kyron Drones is a portal guy. But just from last year, offensively, from the receivers and Bashal Tutin at running back. And I think this year, the three new defensive linemen, whoa, really impressive dudes. And Sam Brumfield at linebacker will help, as we've talked about. And then getting to see some of the freshmen like Quentin Reddish, who's an early enrollee who started at Virginia Tech in January academically. You know, he left, graduated high school early. He really looks the part. There's more good players and depth at receiver and running back and defensive line. And, you know, and Delane and Strong, the Hokies probably have the top corner combo in the conference. So there's a lot of things to feel good about if you're a Tech fan heading into the season.
Well, and I guess one of the main ones being that guy under center, right? Kyron Drones. What were some of your things that you noticed this year the first time you've seen him out on the field?
You know, it's funny. Mike and I spent a lot of time talking about this on Level 7. Mike thinks he's running faster. that he's, you know, four strides and he's 20-something yards downfield and impossible to tackle. What the coaches did talk about was his accuracy in throwing the football. They really want his adjusted completion percentage to be at 80%. And even more than that, if he completes a pass but throws it to the wrong shoulder in a drill, they're giving him an X. And if he makes a good pass and it's dropped, you get a a check mark. It's good. And he was at 80%, so they for the spring. So they definitely feel like his accuracy, his ability to throw the ball right to a spot while on the run, has improved. And you know, when a coach praises his quarterback's accuracy, you know they're feeling good about it, because there are a lot of times you got to thread that needle, and it's a lot different when there's a pass rush coming. Rick, we haven't you know, we hadn't had Kyren live since the Tulane game, but I think we got ourselves a good starting pitcher, so to speak.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it. How about the line work on both sides? I know a lot of, you know, defensive additions across there, of course, the importance of that rotation. What did you like there the most that you saw?
I think the defensive line is one of the real talking points for the Hokies right now. You know, we knew you had – well, we lost some defensive tackles. So they went into the portal. Aeneas Peebles, who transferred to Virginia Tech from Duke, what a tremendous addition he has been in the locker room and in practice. And, you know, he was an all-ACC kind of player a year ago. Kamari Copeland's got 2 years left. And – he's from Virginia Beach. He's a junior college guy, but a smart kid that started at Army. Kelvin Gilliam, who's a, he'll have 2 years left as well. He transferred to Tech from Oklahoma. And so I think that that helps a ton on the defensive line to have those guys. Because you know you have, you know, and Burgos, by the way, had an incredible spring game. But you have APR back, and you know, I think we're okay at defensive end. Offensive line, If you watch the game, there was a little play, a little short, little swing pass out to Malachi Thomas, and there was big 66 Montavious Cunningham. I mentioned it. It looked like the second solar eclipse of the month because Montavious, he is a very, very large man, but he could really get down the field, and I think he's really terrific. And the offensive line's a key part, obviously, of what Tech's trying to do. And you know, we split them up on Saturday. You had three starters on the one team and two on the other, so there wasn't quite the cohesiveness, but they're getting better up front too.
Well, hearing about that defensive line, you mentioned Brumfield and those great corners at secondary. I mean, it just feels like that this is going to finally be that defense that Coach Pryor, who's the defensive guru, wants to have on the field, that he's been looking for since he got here.
Yeah, and Coach Marv talked an awful lot when we visited with him about, boy, it's 11 guys playing as one, that he can really sense that on the film. He says they're fun to watch, and they swarm, and they're really athletic. Now, we had a couple of guys out with injuries in the spring, too. So what we had on the field Saturday isn't what the Hokies will have in August. And plus, you know, the portal is open up. So keep an eye on that. There's a lot of players in it, and there's still another week of ball, spring ball at a lot of places. And we have seen this each year. Kids go through spring ball. You know, the Hokies are probably over the 85 scholarship.
Right, absolutely.
Some guys have to leave.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the case everywhere. Players are going to move. And we've seen each year at these major programs, the number two quarterback bails. And like I mentioned, eight ACC teams are going to have transfer portal starting quarterbacks.
That's crazy.
Some of them are really good. I mean,
right.
Ohio State's quarterback transferred to Syracuse. And Grayson McCall, who was so good at Coastal Carolina, he went to NC State.
Mm-hmm.
Washington State's incredible quarterback, Cam Ward's going to start for Miami.
Right.
So there's a lot. Eight teams in our league have transfer portal quarterbacks.
I'm getting text messages. Please ask Bill what his thoughts are about the backup quarterbacks that he watched on Saturday, because that obviously is another thing that people have been kind of concerned about. Who's going to be a viable number two? God forbid if something happens with Kyren Drone's health for a while.
Well, the odds of getting through a whole season with one QB seem low, especially when your quarterback's running around like Kyren does. So it looks like Pop Watson's a bit ahead of Dylan Whitkey. So I think if we played this week, I think Coach Pry would probably tab Watson as the backup. Is he good enough to win a game or two or more? That's their decision as coaches. Can you win with those guys? And that's the question. Or do they give you the best chance to win? That's why I think this portal is interesting. If there's someone out there that could clearly help, you almost got to take him, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there's someone. But I don't think you force it. I don't think you take someone in the portal just to take someone. And if you think that Watson and Dylan Whitke are good enough to win games, then you don't have to do anything.
Well, it's all very exciting coming out of the spring. And as you mentioned, we'll find out what's going on in the portal. We're about to find out soon. And finally, one of my all-time favorite people, I know he's one of yours. I was fortunate enough to get to work with Dave Smith for 3 years directly when I was over there with all you guys doing the women's games. And Dave Smith's going to go in the Hall of Fame. Can you try to put into words how, well, first of all, great of a person that he is and how good at his job that he was?
Dave went to Virginia Tech. He came. He's a class of, 75. He came back to work in our, when it was simply called Sports Information.
That's
that
right.
Was the office.
That's right.
And so you had Jack Williams was the Sports Information Director. And Dave came back as his assistant. And those two gentlemen and Ann Pinello, that was basically it. You had three people. And Sharon Spradlin was the executive assistant who ran everything. And that was sports information for every team. Well, now there's way more people. And Dave moved up. He started for the whole time he was at Tech, he was the baseball PR contact. But then when Jack retired from Virginia Tech, Dave moved up to the head spot and had that for 17 or 20 years and handled Tech football. He did all of Frank Beamer's media things for decades. And a friendly guy. He understood the media's job. He was always, whenever there was a, not that there were a lot of disputes at Tech with the media, but whenever there was one, Dave was the perfect mediator to soothe things. He was creative. His press releases were fair and objective. And he always was beloved by the student athletes and the media. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so Dave goes into the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame this Friday. Well, I guess the ceremonies start Friday. The official induction is Saturday, but this weekend. And the Hall of Fame has moved. It's been down in Hampton Roads since its inception. This year, they've moved it up for the first time to Central Virginia. It's going to be in the Richmond area in Henrico. And so you don't have to drive as far to see Dave's ceremony this weekend. You don't have to drive all the way to Portsmouth.
Well, it's great news. So deserved. So well deserved. A legacy that is just going to last forever, right?
And Dave and I, we traveled. Boy, we had car rides and bus rides from Blacksburg down to Mississippi and New Orleans for baseball.
Right.
Dave Smith kept immaculate baseball scorebooks. This would be my best Dave Smith story. His scorecards in pencil were like works of art.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go back, and he kept baseball score probably for every game Chuck Hartman coached at Tech. And he would save the scorebooks. This was before everything was done on a computer.
Right, right.
Right. And so you'd have a scorebook, and you'd have every game for the season in there. So the Hokies and UVA baseball decide to play a fundraiser at a neutral site for Nelson County High School.
Mm-hmm.
You know where Nelson County is?
Yeah, I do. I do.
So the head coaches agree we're going to play a game on a high school field, Tech UVA. I don't think you would do that today.
Right.
They decided to play a game in high school. They charged $10 admission, and it was a fundraiser for Nelson County High School. Okay. So the radio booth and press box was basically above the snack bar at Nelson County High School. Okay. So we were right above the grill. And they needed to sell some serious concessions that night. And we were right above where the smoke and the grease were coming up from the Nelson County High School Burger Grill. Which, you know, kind of smelled good at first.
Yeah.
But by the third inning, both of our scorecards were coated in grease. And Dave's trying to keep score. By the sixth inning, it was like his scorebook was laminated.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't wipe it off. The paper was absorbing the grease. And so right now, this is going to be 25, so it would have been 1992. Okay, so that's when that would have happened. If you go find that scorebook in the Texas Athletic Department, I assure you, Rick, you'll smell the grease of a Nelson County high school hamburger.
Love it. Love it. That should go in the Hall of Fame with him, actually. They should put that in there. It's like part of his. That's great. That's great. It is Bill Roth and the Roth Report here on PDST. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get the SMA update. Baker Team Game of the Week. Also, Bill's NRV Heart Clinic Top 3. The voice of Virginia Tech football. Bill Roth, the Roth Report, when we come back.
The Louise Baker team of Long and Foster Realtors. When spring arrives, some folks turn to auctions for those special finds. Louise Baker and Linkus Auctioneers team up to bring you a real estate and personal property auction on Saturday, April the 20th. Something for everyone. The sportsmen, the collectors, household goods, and furniture. Personal property offers at 10 o'clock with the real estate at noon. 193 McGavlock Lane, Max Meadows. More details at nrvhomeswithans.com and Linkus Auctioneers.
First in Maine is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First in Maine has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull and Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling. And True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First in Maine today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Louise Baker, the Louise Baker team of Long and Foster Realtors. When spring arrives, some folks turn to auctions for those special finds. Louise Baker and Linkus Auctioneers team up to bring you a real estate and personal property auction on Saturday, April the 20th. Something for everyone. The sportsmen, the collectors, household goods, and furniture. Personal property offers at 10 o'clock with the real estate at noon. 193 McGavlock Lane, Max Meadows. More details at nrvhomeswithans.com and Linkus Auctioneers. Auctioneers.com.
First in Maine is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First in Maine has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull and Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling. And True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First in Maine today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
From the classroom to the studio to the stadium, it's time to catch up on the latest from Virginia Tech's sports media and analytics program. Today's SMA update is brought to you by First in Maine, Blacksburg's premier destination to eat, drink, shop, and play.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Roth Report here on the program. What is going on, Bill Roth, with the SMA?
One of my favorite weeks, we have access. There's a gentleman by the name of Ryan Little. He lives in Boston. He's one of the most creative people in the country when it comes to creating sports teases. Those are the things you see right before a game starts.
Mm-hmm.
He does it for Fox. And Ryan has shared his favorite little 90-second 100-second little clips, things that he puts together before big football games or World Series games or whatever Fox happens to be doing. They're like little movies, and he puts them together. And so we studied his top 12, and then the students in our sports as entertainment class had to create a tease for the South Carolina-Iowa Women's National Championship game. What would the theme you would take?
Ooh.
And so there was... There's 31 people in the class, and so we had 31 concepts. A lot of them dealt with Iowa's star player, I will assure you.
Sure.
Rightly so. But the growth of the sport of women's basketball was kind of the theme that they used. By the way, did you see 2.45 million people watch the WNBA draft?
Yeah, Caitlin Clark, man. That's it. I mean, she's the draw. I hope they can capitalize on it long term. I hope so. We'll see. We'll see. What's your Baker team game of the week? We're in the middle of baseball season, aren't we? We're done with hoops.
This is the first time I've gone baseball since last year, since probably the World Series, right?
Yeah.
So It's April, right? Why is there a baseball series of note in April, right? It's still snowing in some places.
That's right.
But our Banker Team Game of the Week takes us to the whole weekend in Atlanta. The Texas Rangers are in town to play the Braves this weekend in Atlanta. Rick, did you know this is only the fourth time ever the Rangers have played a series in Atlanta?
No.
And, of course, the Braves were the prohibitive favorite after winning how many games again last year?
Oh, my goodness.
To win the World Series?
Yeah, yeah.
But who won it?
Yeah, that's Texas. Right. Texas Rangers, right. Yeah.
So you've got the defending World Series champs in Atlanta against a team that might be favored to win it. It could be a World Series preview.
Well, it'll be fun. You're right. Even though it's April, it doesn't matter. Those are two big Tommy. Bruce Bochy, what's he got, four rings now? Is that right?
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Four World Series. I mean, he's getting up there with, like, Casey Stengel.
He really is. He really is. Good for him. Good for. That's a good call.
I'm excited. I looked. You know, there's not very many teams over the last, you know, they started playing interleague games, I guess, what, 2002? So mm-hmm. It's been a while. There are very few teams in Major League Baseball that the Atlanta Braves have, during that period, right, or the last 20 years,
right,
that the Braves have a losing record against. They're 13-14 against Texas. The Atlanta Braves have a losing record against the Texas Rangers over a two-decade period. That might be the only team that they have a sub-500 record against.
Yeah, it might be. I would say that's probably accurate. Absolutely it is. Well,
and if it's maybe the Dodgers. If it's not, that's probably close.
Well, your Buccos are off to a good start, right? Pirates are playing pretty well here to start.
As long as they're in it by Memorial Day, that's the worst, is when you're eliminated.
Absolutely it is. I've been through a lot of those. Oops. Oh, well, we're done. All right, time now for Bill's at RV Heart Clinic Top 3.
Are you ready for today's countdown? It's time for Bill's Top 3. Now back to Rick Watson.
All right, where are we going with the Top 3?
So we mentioned the WNBA draft. Liz Kitley was picked by Las Vegas in the WNBA draft. It marks the third year in a row that Virginia Tech had a women's player picked in the WNBA draft, and it's a total of four players. 2022, Asia Shepherd. Last year, Kiana Traylor and Taylor Soule were picked. And now, your number three, Liz Kitley.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia Amor probably gets picked if she comes out, but she's going to stay in college another year. But that's 3 years in a row. And as I was thinking about this, Virginia Tech has never had four players on the same team in men's basketball. Four players on the same team get picked in the NBA draft.
Oh, really?
To have four players off the 22 team picked, that's how you make the Final Four.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's pretty good to have four players off the 22 team selected in the WNBA draft.
That's pretty impressive. It really is. Shows you the depth, and maybe that'll happen in the future, too. We had Coach Duffy on. She's terrific. I hope she'll get it done.
She's so impressive.
She is, man.
Yeah, everybody. We had her on Saturday in the booth and visited with her. She's got great passion. She gets it. She's totally embraced the Virginia Tech culture. She has hired an elite staff with ACC ties, former head coach in our conference, former pro players. It's going to be really exciting to see what they do. You know, this year, I want to see how she builds her roster, because the portal is so crazy, man.
Yes, in every way. Top to bottom, up and down.
Yeah, you don't know who's playing for whom.
You have no idea. Right.
What, Kentucky's top recruit is playing for Arkansas now, right?
Right, right.
And BYU's top recruit is going to play for Kentucky.
Right.
I know, it's wild. It's wild.
It is.
Man, Ohio State's quarterback's going to play for Syracuse.
I know. I forgot about that. You mentioned all those quarterbacks. I'm like, wow, that's true. Wow, yeah. Washington State's coming here too. Yeah.
You know, and that got us last year a little bit. You know, we thought, when the Hokies played NC State, the former Virginia quarterback's playing for the Pack, Brennan Armstrong, and he's the difference in the game.
That's right.
Hokies did not play that poorly against NC State last year, the game at Lane.
No, they didn't. They didn't. One guy
Armstrong
made the difference.
Armstrong was in the zone.
Yep, he was. He was. Well, good stuff as always, and now you get a little time to take a deep breath, right?
Well, not really. We've got a couple weeks left of classes, which means it's like grading time and finals time and
that's all that stuff.
So we got a couple of quizzes this week, and then we got some finals projects coming up here in the next couple of weeks. For last day of class, I guess, would be, what, 2 weeks from today and then a week of finals.
Okay. All right. Well, I know you enjoy that part as well and sending the
answers on the way. I enjoy not taking finals.
Yes, exactly. Let them take all the finals. all right, man. Have a great rest of the week.
We got great kids, though. They're all, we got 20. I've said this. We got 12 kids going out to do baseball throughout.
I love it. I love
the region. Gio and the Salem Red Sox are already up and going. So if you listen to a Salem Red Sox games at all summer long, both of those gentlemen are juniors at Tech.
Yeah, you're going to hear one of those guys. That's awesome. That's great stuff, man.
All right, pal. See you.
Take care. There you go. That's Bill Roth and the Roth Report. Great stuff from Bill, as always. All right. Take a break. Come back from one Hall of Famer to the next. David Teal joins us when we come back.